Kalim chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Lamaila min Azav. So we're still doing the other tumas that we've been doing and the different modes that they each make something else tumah. So we're going up again and he says Hazav. Lamaila min Azav, sorry, Zava. Higher than a male Zav is a female Zav, which we call a Zava. She matama es boala, because she imparts impurity to a man who has relations with her. Now, it is true, says the Kati, that the other way around, he would impart impurity to her. But the difference is that if she imparts impurity to him, he becomes an avatuma for 7 days. Where if he imparts impurity to her, she would only become a rishon latuma for 7 days. So she's higher than him in the Tumah stakes. Yeah, lamala min azava, higher than that is a matzora, someone who has the skin, skin affliction, and we're now talking about active skin affliction, not in his days of purification, but while he's actually got it. Why? Shuhu matama bevia, because he transmits impurity by entering, just by entering a house or a tent, things which are under there, people and utensils under that roof become impure. They become impure just if he comes into the building, and if he comes into the building, and we'll see, we're gonna deal with this in detail. He brings over here in Nagoyim, the tractate Nagoyim, when we get there. Lamala min ha-metzora, higher than a metzora, etzim kasoera, a bone from a human corpse, and it has to be at least the size of a barley corn. It's got to be at least that size. It can't be smaller than that. Shuhumatame tumas shiva, because it imparts tumah for 7 days. Now, it brings in the Kaati that actually it's only in this way that it's higher, because a bone of this size only imparts impurity by touching or carrying, not in an ohel. But because it imparts tumah for 7 days, that's why the Mishnah cites it as higher than the Mitzvah. But actually it's only in one aspect that it's higher than the Mitzvah, not in other aspects. And Chamu Mekulam, the highest of them all, says the Mishnah, Hames, is a corpse. Shumatame bo'el, it imparts impurity in a tent, and it imparts impurity for 7 days. Masha'en kan kula matamin, whereby all the others cannot impart impurity. So obviously, it's at first glance it doesn't seem right, because we just said before that right. So what does it mean? That a Mitzvah also, we said, upon entering imparts tumah, but there are differences in a Mitzvah. It's much stricter with a corpse. And he brings over here some of the stringencies of a corpse. For example, with a Mitzvah, you have to be completely under the same covering as a corpse, as the Mitzvah, whereas with a corpse, if you just put your hand in, you would become tumah. Also, with a Mitzvah, if you're above the corpse, or the corpse is above you without any covering, then you also tamay, but not so with the Mitzvah. If you were above the Mitzvah, but there was no covering above you, you wouldn't become tamay. So there are stringencies with the corpse that do not apply to the Mitzvah, and that's why the corpse is higher than that.